Congressman John Fleming. And Mr. Fleming, there's a lot of word out there, especially from the Democrats, saying that you don't represent your district too well. What do you have to say about that?
Well, it's interesting. That was an interesting comment. As you know, I won my last election by 75% of the vote. So obviously, three-fourths of my constituents agree with me. So I don't know where they get that. But it was also kind of interesting about a year or so ago, we announced our fundraising totals, and the Democrat Party came out and said that they weren't intimidated by that, and they made a big deal of that fact. Of course, they never ran anybody against me. So we get this. I am targeted by Democrats, no question about it, because I'm clearly the most conservative member of Congress in the state of Louisiana, and we have an extreme left-wing Democrat Party led by Karen Carter Peterson, and there's been defections from her party, the state party, as you know, three or four very important individuals, not least of which is Elbert Gillery, who is a state senator, African-American, who decided that he just had enough of the liberalism from the Democrat Party in the state and nationwide, and he joined us, came up here to the Hill. We had a dinner together and some great meetings, and look for more defections over time.
Now, with those defections, do you see those defectors possibly running for some higher offices or maybe a greater strategy on their part for maybe some sort of higher office?
I definitely do. you know, there's this narrative coming out of the last election saying that, you know, the way for Republicans to win more elections is to pander to the various interest groups, specific minority groups and so forth. As Democrats do, they of course take it to the highest level possible. I completely disagree with that. I believe Republicans and conservatives in particular should stand by their principles. But what we I think are going to be successful at, and Elbert Gillery is a good example. So is Alan West, Senator Tim Scott, the only African American U.S. senator, is that we reach out to the minority communities. Find good conservatives there. And we put them on the fast track in elections. And that applies to Hispanics, women. I think in the coming years, over the next two, three, four election cycles, you're going to see a lot more very conservative Americans who are African-American, female, Hispanic, and Asian.
And one of the hot button issues, I guess you could say right now in Congress, is the immigration issue, where a lot of people are saying that Republicans that are supporting the proposed immigration legislation, at least from the Senate side, are pandering to these groups that you mentioned, that liberals and people on the other side mm-hmm. say that you should be reaching out to. Any updates on that?
Well, yeah, again, people are pulling away information from election results, and they're coming out with the wrong conclusion. Republicans did not lose the presidential election because Romney did not get a majority of Hispanic votes. Hispanic votes still only make up 7.5% of the total American votes. The reason why Mitt Romney did not win was that the Republican base, conservatives, didn't show up to vote for him by numbers of 3.5 to 5 million. He just didn't energize the base. He couldn't convince people that he was a true believer in conservatism. So back to the whole issue of immigration reform. Look, Republicans want immigration reform. We want to reform immigration. It is in terrible shape. But what do we want? We want border security and internal security first. 40% of people here illegally are here because of overstays of their visa. That is easy to fix technologically. We've got money in the bank now that we haven't spent to extend the fence that already exists, but in a small way down at the border. And so we're saying until we lock in security to this country and we don't continue the flow of people in our nation, some of them terrorists illegally into our nation, there's no point in talking about the other issues. But in addition to that, Republicans support robust legal immigration. That includes the STEM workers, the high-level education folks, doctors, engineers, technologists, in a legal way, keep them here, let them start companies and create jobs here. And also the migrant workers, the guest workers, people who come and work on our farms, they do a great job, but they return back to their home countries. But it's a win-win because they bring money back to their countries, their families, where they really want to live. It's just that we have got to put a stop to the flow of illegal immigration, all of the crime, the trafficking of women and the trafficking of drugs. We have to put a stop to that. So we've got to get serious about border security. We lock that in, and then we can talk about all the other issues, what to do with 11, 12 million who are here illegally. There are ways to deal with that. But we've been down this road, 1986, 2006, and we keep coming up with the same thing, and that is to keep porous borders and do nothing about our security problems. And meanwhile, the illegal population continues to grow.
Now, do you think there's actually going to be anything that gets worked out between the Senate and the House, or is this going to be something that we're going to be talking about for months or years?
I don't see that happening, because what worked through the Senate, even with some Republican support, was a travesty. It was for immigration, what Obamacare is for health care, an extremely complex bill that leaves it to the president to pick and choose what parts he wants to enforce and implement. Complete non-starter in the House. And what we fear is we send something from the House that may be good, but when it gets to the Senate, the old bill could be jammed into it and sent back to us, and a lot of pressure applied to us, because keep in mind that big business out there really wants this passed. The Chamber of Commerce, folks like that want it passed. Why? Because it's going to give them cheaper workers. The CBO studies have already shown that it's going to increase unemployment among American citizens and drive down their wages. So there are big business interests who are kind of in bed, if you will, with those who support illegal immigration, La Raza and groups like that. And it's not good for America, but the wrong combination of bill could be sent to the House and a lot of pressure put on the Speaker to put it on the floor for a vote, and it could pass with a few Republicans supporting it and, of course, all of the Democrats voting for it.
All right. Thank you very much. Minden Congressman John Fleming.